neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Obviously, Yisroel was given a very great privilege and credit that the parasha will be named after him. So now, the next question that is brought. Yitzhak was privileged, the parasha was named after him, instead of Parashat Aser Diberot or Anochi and so on. But which plays an important role, that the Yitzhak story should be first, or Ma'amad Har Sinai in the parasha? Should we have the Aser Diberot first in the beginning of the parasha, rather than the Yitzhak was placed in the beginning? Yeah, it goes without saying.
No, you have to have Yitro, because you need to have learned from Yitro to be able to get the
Hasegavar. What do we need to learn from him?
I don't remember.
He listened.
He was the first one said Baruch Hashem.
No, he listened.
Everybody says Baruch Hashem.
But he was the first one.
No, he did it because he had no personal gain. He joined, he was a ger, but he had no person. He was already, he had so much kabod, he had so much money.
How about Avraham Avinu?
No, he listened.
Avraham Avinu should not give him a credit, became Ivri, Avraham Ivri. So now here we see, the introduction that. John?
Oh, I said he listened. It says Vayishma Yitro, that's how he opens up the parasha. I mean, that's why it was named after him, because he's the only one that saw.
Good. So we named the parasha after him, but let's place the Aser HaDibrot in the beginning. He's not losing anything, no? Yes. So now. Here, we see in the beginning of the parasha, this is Vayitzim Moshe Liglatz Hoteno. So Moshe came to greet his father-in-law. So now, what's so important about this? When you hear your father-in-law is coming, you don't go to greet him, you run.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you're scared, but you want to go. I mean, if you don't respect him.
it's the Ma'amad and the Kavod of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So here, Rabbeinu Ovadia Soferno, this is a very beautiful thing. He says, usually people that they given a high rank, they they gain money, they give a great position. So now they forget who that helped them. Usually that's how it is. For example, like let's say the butler was out. So now, when he was out, so we see how he speaks about Yosef HaSadiq. Says, Ivri, Eved, and so on. It says a lot of negative things about him. Why? Because they say, Chodesho Gom Mikonei. Yeah, you improve, right? You become very important. So then you forget about other people. So now here, Soforno says, Moshe ben Aaron Shalom all of a sudden became the leader of 15 million people. You know what that is? To run, such a great people, become the leader, and also to be able to be so holy, to speak to whatever he called God, Hashem. Right? So, but here it says no. Moshe ben Aaron Shalom still appreciated whatever that Yisrael did for him. So now here it says that Moshe did not send people to greet his father-in-law. He went himself. And he actually, the Tanhuma brings, there were two people that they received the greatest kavod. One was Yaakov Avinu, and one was Yitro. It's not comparable. But you say, here, because Moshe went, Aharon went after him, the Zekeni went after him, the Kol Am Yisrael went after them. He received such a great kavod. And then he says that, Vayishtachu ish el re'ehu. But here we don't know who bowed down to who. It doesn't say. It says, Ve'ishachu, Ve'ishaklo, Ve'ishalu Yisraelu Shalom. So now they ask, the Gemara doesn't say who bowed down to who. Why doesn't say?
They did it at the same time.
At the same time? Doesn't matter? What do you mean doesn't matter? I know, but is it, how come he's so vague? It doesn't, so he should say, the Yitro bowed down to Moshe, Moshe bowed down to...
They were equal.
Huh?
They were equal.
Yitro and Moshe?
Yes. They're all vague.
Yitro and Moshe?
Because if Yitro bowed down to Moshe, you would say, oh, that's natural, that's understandable, well, fine. But if Moshe hasn't bowed down to Yitro, then you would say, oh, well, look, there's something to learn here. But if it's vague, then you can say, you can be able to learn that both, that it wasn't important for it to say one way or the other. There was something to learn either way.
Right. Very nice. This is Sefer. This is a book. It's called Father Talk. You heard about this book?
Father Talk?
Yeah, the father talked to one another. You heard about the book? One father was saying the other father, you know, because I don't want to bother my kids, always walk in the room when they're standing up. Because if I come when they're sitting, so then they have to stand up. That's what the halakha is. So I always make sure that they're standing up, and then I go in. The other father says, you know what? When I go in, even though they're standing up, they sit down. Yeah, it's very sad. But the point of the matter here is that you don't need to know who bowed down to who. Why? Because usually people either they stand up or they say shalom to people that they think I have to give them kavod. But if I don't give them kavod, there's nobody. I turn my face the other way. I put my face down. I'm studying. I didn't see you come in. I didn't see. What do you want? I didn't see. So it's a good trick, but it doesn't work because Hashem knows, you know, when you ignore and so on. But here, Totamshi is teaching us, Ve'ishtachu ish erehu. Why? Because the kavod is not that you feel I have to give kavod. I'm obligated to give kavod. See, there's a term that is used, like a handyman. You know what a handyman is? What is a handyman? He does everything, right? When do we do kindness? When?
When
is our expertise? Like a doctor. You see somebody fainted, he runs. But he's not going to clean the table. He doesn't. Why? Because he only does things that he feels that he's obligated to do. Because they expect him. He's a doctor. No, he has to run. But he's not going to take the stuff back to the kitchen.
That's not
tested. I'm sorry?
He does only what he is obligated
to do. So that's the point. That's the point.
Why we need
that's what they call it, handyman kindness. That means you cannot say, you know, this is my expertise, I know what to do about this matter. This is not a chesed. Because you do it because people look at you, they expect from you. So here, when the Torah leaves it wake, why? Because for us to understand, you have to know, of course, Moshe is a leader, but he did bow down. How do we know he bowed down? How do we know?
It's plural.
No, there's a quote here. How tall was Moshe ben Aaron Shalom?
10 meters.
So now, how tall was Yitro?
He was tall too.
How tall was Yitro? Huh?
6 foot 4?
It cannot be more than 2 meters. So now, if 6 meter tall person wants to kiss a 2 meter tall person, what does he need to do?
Down.
He has to bow down. So that's why he says, Vaishatlo.
For us to understand, Mushalom Shalom bow down to kiss his father.
That's the Gadlut of Moshe ben Aaron Shalom. And that's the expectation that is, you know, you just tricking yourself. Why? Because you feel, you know, I distract myself, so I don't need to give respect to somebody. I look the other way around. I put my head down to the book. It doesn't work that way because you have the obligation to give respect to another Yehudi, no matter who it is. And that's what one of the questions that you're going to ask from everyone. Himlachta et chaverecha o lo? And Hashem is like, you know, to learn the introduction, to be able to receive the Matan Torah, Bezat Hashem, Yisrael Yeshua, Bezat Hashem. Koyla nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli.
koilani shomote halel kohalelu ko koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.